The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Got back from a bachelor party in Mexico last night, and I've never experienced so much pain than I did yesterday. I don't know what we did to Montezuma, but he's a vengeful motherfucker. It started happening to me like the last night of Mexico, where I was like, I'm having to use the bathroom a lot. The night before we leave, middle of the night, I wake up. Oh, I now need to use the bathroom to throw up in too. Okay. And then I just hung out in the bathroom until my flight the next morning. And you don't know pain until you've driven in a 15-passenger, sweaty, bumpy caravan to the Cabo Airport and then tried to get through customs and show them your negative COVID test and do all the things. And then get on an airplane, fly back to LAX, can't figure out how to freaking get out of LAX to get home to just not die. So anyways, that's where I am right now. But I am excited because we got a good show for you. So let's see if we can make through this whole interview without having to run to the bathroom. Is it possible? Maybe.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Wells Cast with Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Oh, welcome in, everybody. Pumped for today's episode because it's kind of bringing it back to where it all began. If you remember in the beginning, this show is actually called Pratt Cast because Stephanie Pratt was the host. And I was just like kind of like the guy that was just trying to keep the treads in the road, keep it going. But then she left the hills and moved to London. And then we're like, well, all right, what are we going to do? And then Wells Cast was born. I was just interviewing a bunch of people. But guess what, guys? The hills are alive with the sound of season two. We're going to revive this beauty. And this is crazy because the entire time that we did the podcast, I don't believe we ever had this guest on, which was dumb because in my mind, she was always kind of like the big star on the show. So we're starting season two off with a bang. And if you guys have seen the teaser for The Hill's New Beginning, airing on May 12th at 9 p.m. on MTV, you'll notice that she is talking about kissing Brody. What? I thought he was just married. What? And then they got divorced and then now, whoa. All right. We're back in it, baby. The Hills are back. We're going to talk everything. We're going to talk about everyone from Heidi and Spencer, Frankie, Jason and Ashley, Steph, Justin Bobby, my boy with the great hair, Brandon Lee. Oh, and wait, is Kristen back? She is? Oh my God. It's going to be a good one. Stick around. This is a Hills Cast you don't want to miss with the one, the only, Audrina. Let's do it, baby.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. I can't believe it's here. The Hills are back again. Season 2 of New Beginnings comes out May 12th on MTV. I have the star of the show, Audrina, on. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you like being called the star of the show?
I feel like I'm not really the star. I feel like everybody's a star. We all do this show together to make it what it is.
No. No.
I add my Audrina to it.
I think there are hierarchies here. I saw the teaser, dude.
Well, thank you. I'm going to take that.
I saw the teaser. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. What the f***, Brody? What's going on here?
I mean, Brody and I have always had a flirty chemistry or connection. We're, you know, I've been there for him through hard times. He's been there for me. And we've always been flirty with each other. And I think with us both being single, the flirtiness led to extra flirty, which our friendship evolved into something. So I can't give too much away. But I think when you guys watch the show, you'll get to hear all the juicy details of how the kiss was and how, like, where it went, what actually happens. But it's like a roller coaster.
I mean, I assume so. But like, I feel like this is like a big bomb to drop before the season even started. Are you surprised that New Beginning season 2 even came back? Because I know you guys were supposed to do the show and then COVID hit, like every production kind of shut things down. So were you surprised it even came back?
You know, I was. I don't think any of us really thought we were going to get a second season. So when we did, we were really excited and we were all just to make it the best we could because the first season was so heavy and we were with the new and a new, you know, opportunity to be like, let's all give it our all and just go for it and do whatever we need to do to make it. So we were all on board and then we started filming like 2 or 3 months and we had good momentum and things, storylines were flowing, you know, flawlessly. And then we got shut down for 9 months. So it kind of screwed up the momentum. And then when we started, like we were all in a different headspace and all kind of had to start over again.
Obviously, you can't give too much away, but is COVID part of your guys' storyline on the show?
You know, I think we definitely addressed COVID. It's not a huge part of it, but I'm not really sure how they're going to edit that together. I don't know, to be honest. I have no idea. Like, we'll watch it when you guys watch it. But we did talk about it. We have to wear masks walking up. And we talk about how it affected our lives and our businesses and how it changed our lives, some for good, some not so good. So everybody's very open and honest, more than they've ever been.
Are there any new characters this year that you think are going to make a splash on TV?
There's a couple. You know, Sean on the show, Sean Stewart, and he's such a character. I think he brings so much life and personality because during the pandemic and filming, we were only filming, you know, in a controlled area where we're all tested and we can only film with our group of friends. So bringing in one or two new people, it was just like a breath of fresh air and like new personalities to mix it up. And then Caroline is on the show and she, you know, she doesn't hold back and she's feisty, that Italian spice, and she's really funny and knows the whole crew. So she has a lot of history with everyone.
Who's not back? I saw that Misha's not coming back. Steph isn't coming back. Anybody else?
That's it from last season, just Misha and Steph.
Why do you think that they didn't come back?
Well, I think for Misha, you know, coming from the movie world into reality, it was kind of a, like a shock. And she never watched The Hills. She didn't know this history of our friendships or the dynamics. So she was kind of like, you know, like caught off guard, like, whoa, like, I don't even know how to react. Who's fighting with who? Why are you guys fighting? Like, so she kind of sat back a lot and, you know, wasn't as opinionated because she didn't, she couldn't just dive in. She didn't really know what was going on. She was a little more reserved and it was very different to her. But, and I think maybe that's why, maybe if she was on second season, I don't know. It just wasn't really her thing, to be honest. And as far as Stephanie, I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we got to talk about Kristen is in the teaser as well. Like, what's the tea on that?
Kristen, I wish she was on the entire season because we all love her. We all know her. You know, she's back and forth. Her home is in Nashville. So just her coming on was amazing because we all had the best time with her and she just brought, you know, we're just with our group all the time again. So Kristen comes, you're like, don't leave, stay on. You know, she has such good energy and just, it's Kristen. We love her. And she definitely was Kristen and was opinionated and like we danced and like had the best time. Kind of caught up with all of us separately.
I was hoping that she was going to be on the entire thing and it was just going to be like really blast from the past experience.
I mean, I can't say how much she's on, but she's definitely on.
Are we going to see a lot of Justin Bobby? Because he's my favorite. And I would imagine he's your favorite
favorite. I feel like he's my favorite. He's honestly the most rational and sensible person this entire season, I feel. And him and I get to a place where we're good. So everyone will get to see kind of, we talk about everything and get to a good place and like where we evolve. But yeah, Justin really opened up this season about who he really is and where he comes from and his dad's on the show and he goes back to his, you know, his house from his childhood. So he really like opened himself up and was so more vulnerable this season than he's ever been.
And I thought he was really vulnerable last season as well. Is he still with that same chick? I don't even remember her name. Remember he was like bringing her around and is she involved?
Which one?
That's a good answer.
No, they're not together anymore. So Lindsay?
Yeah.
No, they're not together. All right. So I don't know. I don't even know. I can't really say what happened. I guess I'll have to watch the show and kind of hear what happened or if he even talks about it. I don't know.
Brandon Lee's coming back, right?
Brandon's back. We all love Brandon. He's so funny. And just, again, he's such a character.
I feel like Brandon was like a duck to water when it came to reality TV coming in last season and Misha wasn't. No knock against Misha, but like, I think I can understand it a little bit. If you asked my fiance, who's an actress, to go on a reality show, she would be so confused as to what the hell to do. But if you asked me to do it, who's done, you know, 7 or 8 seasons, a bunch of different reality shows, it would be easy because like the beats are different and your time constraint is different. Your shoot times are completely different. So
yeah.
I always thought, I was like, this is going to be a really tough thing for Misha to be like, wait, I'm still on camera? Like, I'm so confused. Where's my mark?
Yeah, some of my actor friends too, my friend Krista Ellen, she came to one of our filmings last season. And her as an actress on like scripted shows was like, Audrina, I don't know how you do it. I could never do what you do. And it's like, how? You're an actress, so you get it. But she's like, no, it is totally different. So it's just, I guess it's two different worlds.
I don't want to belabor it, but I have to just because like, I think a lot of people are just like, whoa, what's going on? Like you drop this bomb that you and Brody kiss. So I guess my question is, is back in the day, were you guys romantic? Like, did you think he was hot back in like the first iteration of the show? Or was he like completely off limits? What's the deal?
Back in the day, nothing ever happened. We were just flirty. We'd always stay up and talk. We'd go to, you know, we'd all do these group trips to Costa Rica, to Hawaii, to Cabo, wherever. And we would always just be the ones sitting there talking and laughing. And like, we just got along so well. It was like just easy. And everybody would always tease us like, oh, there's Audrina and Brody again, but nothing ever happened. So, and then it got to a point now on the show, we talk about like, and I don't even know if I should give this much up, but it's just like not wanting to cross that line friendship. You don't want to ruin your friendship of that long. So if you do, you know, you're risking losing a friend, crossing that line. So that's something that we talked about on the show, and they'll see what happens. But yeah, in the past there were flirty moments for sure.
Is it because he has longer hair now? Because I feel like you like guys with like long, like cool hair.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Oh, I think it's just the same exact thing. I think we're just both single in a different mind space now, and just kind of like not holding back or caring what anyone thinks, or, you know, the judge opinions. And our group of friends, and everyone will see this on the show, are very opinionated and feel very entitled to know everything. And at all the dinners, it's always teasing us and saying things, and they're pushing us toward each other, which sometimes pushes you apart to avoid each other, to stop being in the spotlight at dinner all the time, you know?
Were you surprised or shocked with the Caitlin Brody separation? Or was that something that, like, kind of in the group, people weren't that surprised about?
I think within the group, we weren't that surprised. You know, there's a lot of things that go on that people don't really know about until it's like out there. But it was just kind of an evolving thing that two people who love each other just grew apart, and they're still really good friends and support each other. They're still close. The fact that they can be such good friends is like, I admire that they, you know, Caitlin's with someone new and Brody's dating and like doing his thing, and like, but they're still there for each other. But it wasn't that much of a shock. They came to a point where you kind of knew it was going to be over soon.
Yeah. I guess speaking of shocking storylines, I think a lot of people are shocked that Heidi and Spencer are still together and like pumping out kids and everything. Was that something that you guys were like, no way this is going to work?
I mean, I they are a team. They are partners. They are best friends. They communicate. Like, I've never seen a couple be on page as much as they are at all times. They agree to disagree and then they move forward. They don't stay in bickering fights. I don't think I've ever really seen them in a fight. They're always together. I don't know how they do it, but they've got the formula down, whatever that is. They just respect each other, listen to each other, agree to disagree. And
it's the power of the crystals. Really centers them, I feel like.
Yeah, and they definitely have giant crystals at their house. Like, it's amazing. I've never seen such big crystals.
Last thing, is there anything you regret that happened this season? Is there things that you are nervous about watching? Obviously, you can't tell me too much, but are there things you're like, man, I can't believe that happened?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you feel the pressure of stepping it up for the sake of TV and doing or saying things you normally would never say or do. And so I feel like this season I really looked at it as like a show, and I followed the guidance of producers at times, and some, you know, I am a little nervous to watch some of those scenes because it wasn't something that I would naturally do. Some of it's very unnatural, so I feel like it's going to be very awkward to watch, and it was awkward and seen, so I can only imagine what it looks like.
You now have a child. You are responsible for another human being, and you have done this whole crazy weird reality TV world. I wonder if like you would ever allow your child to do your show or come on Bachelor shows. Is that something that's completely not cool with you, or you'd be down with?
She would have to be like in her 20s, when she's 18, we'll talk about it. But yeah, it's something I have enough experience with that I could be like, listen, we're going to sit down and we're going to watch a few shows and I'm going to explain a few things to you and just lay it all out. And then you can make your decision, because this is what comes with it. Here's the pros and here's the cons. And then she can make her decision.
That's a good answer for it.
Yeah, because at this point, it's inevitable. She's going to Google one day and watch it, whether I want her to or not. So there is going to come a day where I'm going to have to sit down with her and be like, this is what mommy did. or this is what your mom did. Don't ever do this, or this is what I should have did. Learn from it. Don't make the same mistake.
You've done this show long enough. And, you know, I was talking to like Johnny Bananas, who, you know, is on a bunch of other like reality TV shows, actually in the Viacom world.
Yeah, he's on First Look.
Yeah, he does First Look. And obviously he's been on Challenge.
Right now. That's, yeah, I was on it.
I did The Worst Cooks with him, and lovely guy. But, you know, and for me as well, when you do enough reality TV, you become a pseudo producer. Like, you know the beats, you understand how the show works, you understand what works and what doesn't. Are there things that you wish that like The Hills would do that they haven't done for seasons going forward? Have you ever thought that way?
Yeah, you know, I think Brody and I and Heidi and Spencer have all sat down together and we've talked about this a lot because we've been in this for so long. And I know it's the pandemic, but we're like, if we would have just did this and this differently, and if this happened, like it would have all just flowed and been easier, got more drama or more of a scene or more of a story. It's just little tweaks here and there, just spending that extra money to make the difference in an entire episode. But it's frustrating at times, but we just, at this point, there's nothing we can do. So, but we have had that talk. And yeah, it's like, you do realize, you know what's coming, or you know what the manipulated scene is going to be, so you're kind of ahead of it. They can't come out of left field anymore.
Well, hey, listen, I know you are a busy girl, and I'll let you get back to your crazy press day, but thank you for taking the time, and I cannot wait for The Hills to come alive once again. May 12th, MTV, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Real quick, where can people follow you and, you know, learn more about you?
My Instagram, Audrina Patridge. That's like my go-to, and that's it.
Other than The Hills, is anything on the horizon that you're excited about that you want to promote?
You know, well, on The Hills as well, I had a swim line, Pray Swim, so we're kind of revamping that and doing more basics. So that's going to be on the show, and then that'll be available in June or July, the end of June. So I'll be posting about that soon, and everybody will get an update watching the show.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time, and I cannot wait to see what the hell is happening with you and Brody.
I know. Everyone wants to know, but I can't say. You got to watch it.
I know. I got it. And you guys can watch New Beginnings May 12th, 9 p.m. MTV. Dude, thank you so much. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Subscribe to Wells Cast on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts. It's the internet.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question.
Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.